Italy's president, Sergio Mattarella, announcing a 70-day timeline for early elections, clearly a decision he did not want to take.
Lo scioglimento anticipato del Parlamento.
The early dissolving of Parliament is always a last resort, particularly if, as it is the case in this period, the Parliament has many important tasks to complete in the interests of our country. But the developments in the political situation have led to this decision.
His announcement came hours after Mario Draghi stepped down. On Thursday, the Prime Minister made his last statement in Parliament before tendering his resignation.
Even central bankers' hearts are touched sometimes. Thank you for this, and thanks for all the work we have done together during this time.
Draghi led a government for less than 18 months. Many leaders across Europe saw him as a steady hand to pull Italy and maybe even the whole continent out of the pandemic. He helped steer billions of dollars of recovery funds to Italy, the largest recipient in the Eurozone, and was a leading voice in Europe's support of Ukraine against Russia. But in the end, this central banker couldn't wrangle the diverse group of parties in his coalition, each with its own priorities.
He couldn't tame the populace because the populace of the Five Star Movement splintered and are in a civil war. He couldn't tame the other populace, the Lega from the right wing, because they're splitting. So there's a great chaos right now underway.
While some are lamenting the government's collapse, one party is thrilled. The far right wing Brothers of Italy, currently leading in the polls, looks likely to win more seats than any other. Skeptical of Brussels and EU policies, it's not clear it will be able to manage relationships with other EU leaders as well as Draghi. And some worry it could even put further EU recovery fund payouts at risk. Adam Rini, Al Jazeera, Rome.